Turning to Iraq war news, the killing of American troops appears to be on the rise again. There have been 17 deaths since Saturday. 8 Americans died on Monday. Also, an Iraqi police brigade has been suspended now for alleged complicity in sectarian kidnappings in Baghdad. Solomon Moore reports from Baghdad for the Los Angeles Times. Solomon, welcome to the show. And 17 U.S. troops killed since Saturday. What accounts for this rise in American deaths?
Well, what's happening now in Baghdad is there's this security plan where U.S. troops are going district by district, sweeping the area, trying to stem the sectarian violence that's really taken over the capital since February. And as they do that, they've redeployed additional troops. They've doubled the number of troops. It's about 15,000 U.S. troops that are out and about on the streets of Baghdad. And they are regularly exposed to gunfire, to roadside bombs. They're very active in the city, and we're hearing that the violence in Baghdad has been driving the U.S. casualty rate higher.
Your story in the paper today also notes the capture of an al-Qaeda document some months ago calling for insurgents to stop attacking so many Iraqi civilians, stop practicing that kind of terrorism, and direct their attention specifically to U.S. troops.
Yeah, that's correct. We've been seeing audio recordings on the internet and also a letter that was found at the safe house where Abu Musab Zarqawi was killed last summer. What these documents are basically laying out is a strategy to refocus al-Qaeda's efforts toward killing Americans. What Zarqawi had been doing was really trying to foment civil war here, really going after moderate Sunnis, Shias, and Americans. But it seems that the senior al-Qaeda leadership, the international leadership, was really pushing Zarqawi and now his replacement, Abu Hamza Mohajer, to go after Americans and really try to unify the al-Qaeda network here in Iraq by doing so.
Let me ask you about this police brigade story that just came out in the last few hours. First, how many people are actually in a police brigade, and what do you know about this one that's been accused, I guess, of participating in this sectarian violence that goes on there? I guess this would be a Shiite police brigade.
A brigade would be up to 700 policemen, and we're talking about basically a commando force. What happened last week, there was a Iraqi National Police raid on a meat processing plant. They took away about 26 people from that plant. What happened in the last couple of days, a U.S. striker brigade, took this challenge on and went out and investigated this kidnapping. What happened today is that they took this whole brigade offline, arrested a number of the senior police officers in this brigade, and they're saying that they're going to kind of reevaluate and see whether they can salvage any of these policemen.
Solomon Moore reporting from Iraq for the Los Angeles Times. Solomon, thanks.
You're welcome.